You're listening to the Candidly with Coffee podcast, the show that gives you straightforward and candid advice on all things nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle with your host, Janine Escobar.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Candidly with Coffee.
Dang, it's been a minute. We back.
Oh my gosh, it has been a minute. We've been on a major hiatus.
Yes, we have.
I don't even know why. Oh yeah, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Because we record on Sunday, so Super Bowl Sunday, and then we were out of town.
Yeah.
So, took a little break. I mean, that's okay. Everyone needs a break sometimes.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel like, yeah, and plus I've just been so busy, honestly. So, like, on Sunday, I'm like, I don't want to work.
Who does, right? Tired.
Geez, I don't even know where to begin. I feel like our conversations every day are like podcast episodes. Like if only we had like a constant recording.
I know, right?
Because our conversations all make good episodes.
That'd be funny.
But you do have your coffee.
I do.
So how's your energy? You ready?
I'm ready. I'm a little tired, but I'm okay. My allergies are kind of kicking my ass a little bit.
It's weird. I don't want to hear any excuse.
I'm going to try to rough it up. Let's go.
You're going to try to rough it up?
Yeah. Can't help it. So my allergies are acting up.
Let's talk about our trip. Let's like backtrack a little bit. So that was the first time we went to Scottsdale.
Yeah.
We're just trying to just get out of the house. It's the first time we've traveled during the pandemic.
Yep.
And we had heard that Scottsdale was wide open. Everyone said, oh, it's wide open over here. We had friends there. It's wide open. I think that was the problem number one. Problem number one is our expectations were like we had high expectations for what it would be like over there.
Yeah.
In terms of mask wearing and rules and all of that.
It's ridiculous.
Because it was the same crap, honestly.
Almost, yeah. I traveled.
Almost.
Left all the way to go over there just to...
The only difference in Scottsdale versus California was Scottsdale did allow for indoor dining, which was nice. I have to say, it felt really good to be at a restaurant inside. But everything else was just like home, just like here. If not worse, honestly, sometimes. I felt like they were like...
Like they're new to it. Here they're kind of getting over it. People are, I don't feel like they're like Nazis here as bad like they used to be. They're starting to kind of calm down here.
I get it. Like yeah. I do get it. Listen, I know people who've lost loved ones, yes. And I get the whole seriousness of it. What drives me crazy is things that don't make sense. In terms of like mask wearing and stuff.
Oh, like the stay 6 feet apart like, at the airport, but yeah, we're all boarding the same plane.
Yeah. Like explain the stupidness of that rule. Like literally they're like yelling at you to stand on your little circle when you're lining up to get on the plane to make sure that you are not more than, you know, closer than 6 feet to the person in front of you. But yet as soon as you pass that podium, you're literally crammed. The plane was full. It was a full flight.
There and back. Full.
Full flight. Yeah. Yet. So I just don't understand. I just don't like the rules that don't make sense. Okay. Like I'm okay to some degree. You know, if it is what it is. Like you make a choice to go somewhere, whatever. You have to follow whatever the protocols are. Because listen, I understand that the places, they have rules in order to stay open.
Yeah, of course.
So I get all of that, but whoever's making the rules, that's what who have a problem with because they don't make any sense. So we were at another place. We were at like an outdoor bar. It was kind of like a bar, kind of crazy college crowd. There was like lots of games and, you know, I don't know, different things there and bottle service or whatever. And there's music. And there's like these games set up where you do throw bean bags and all of that. And then there's picnic tables everywhere. Now, you're not allowed to stand up unless you're playing a game. So explain that to me. What does that have to do with COVID? If you are playing the games, you can stand up. But if you're not playing the games, you can't stand up. Like at some point, I feel like someone's just making up these rules to like F with us.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
And I think people... especially anybody of authority, is getting a little carried away with it. Like, yeah. Yo, chill out. Like they're like enjoying it. Like telling people what to do.
The people that are being told to enforce the rules, like the security guards and stuff, yeah. They're enjoying the power trip.
Exactly. Please, it's not that serious. I was a security bouncer for years. Trust me. It's no big deal.
I just don't like the rules that don't make any sense. So due to COVID, you have to sit. Because if you're standing, you're more likely to catch COVID.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But you can stand as long as you're playing a game. Then you can stand. That's the, it drives me mad. Like because it makes no freaking sense. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Got into that bouncer. You wanted me so badly to sit down. I was like, funny, because you didn't enforce it with those girls.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very a one-way street with you guys.
Oh, no, yeah. Because there was, at one point we had like a table at this bar. And we were told we had to sit down at the table. Fine.
Never seen that.
So several times, if you get up even for a second, they're like on you to sit down. Dude. But yet, these four girls like stumble over to our table. Like they're right in front of our table, drunk as can be. One of the girls literally tips her champagne over into one of our friend's Louis Vuitton bags.
She didn't. She almost did.
It was like tipping over.
It was almost, yeah. I caught it.
And you caught it, right. And so you're like, hey, like. You guys gotta get out of here.
Yeah, you can't be standing here.
And so you kind of look at the security guard, the guy that was standing next to our table the whole time, telling us to sit down every 2 seconds. Like, hey, like get these girls out of here. Does he tell those girls to sit down? No.
Nope.
He strolls over, chats it up with them. Another security guard comes over. They start chatting it up. At no point are they told to sit down. That's the shit that pisses me off. Like, it's because they're using these people, security guards or whatever, who are excited that they have a little power to enforce some cool rules, they're deciding when they want to enforce them or not.
Yes. And they want to feel tough to try to tell me what to do. Like, come on, man. Let's not play this game. You don't need to test my manhood.
And they don't make any sense, like the rules. Like, I'm okay if something... Listen, I'm okay with something if it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I just don't like when...
If I'm in your house, I got to follow rules.
I don't like when I feel like rules are being made up
just as you go
for fun. Like just so that there's a rule because if there's a rule, the perception is that you're being safe. When at the end of the day, if I go, well, I followed all the rules at this bar. I stood up only when I was playing the games and I sat down at the table. Guess what? I'm just as likely to catch COVID. I'm at risk because there's a lot of people.
There was a lot of people there.
And you, by going to something like this, hell yeah, you're risking
choice yourself. Against choice.
And the fact that whether I stood up, sat down, you know, played toss across or not, I'm just as likely to catch it.
And there was hundreds of people there.
Yes.
Hundreds. And so it's just a yes, bunch of we kind of did, but people walking by us, the table.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
It is. Without like masks.
If you're going, you're risking it.
That's it.
Period. End of story. You are at risk. If you have somebody at home that's an elder, or that's immune compromised, you're risking them, whether you followed the rules or not. And that's my point. My point is these rules give people like a false sense of security that I'm safe because I followed the rules. I stood 6 feet away from the person in front of me before I got on the airplane. So I'm not going to catch COVID, even though I'm about to sit next to them for 5 hours. And they're going to take off their mask and chomp on popcorn.
Because they do hand out food and snacks, you're wrong.
They're going to chomp on their popcorn, and it's okay. I'm not going to catch COVID because they're following the rules. They're only taking their mask off when they're eating their popcorn. It's just ridiculous. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, it ended up being more frustrating. I'm just like, you know what? I want to go home, and I don't want to come out until these rules are gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop teasing people. Leave people alone. You're going to open. Stop with the rules. And what's crazy is, too, with this whole COVID thing is, why have the gyms got punished when nothing really happened out of the gyms? That's what's crazy.
No, they haven't tracked.
No, not one single case.
They have not tracked cases, not in California. They have not been able to track an outbreak to a gym.
To a gym.
Or hair salons. They have not been able to track an outbreak to hair salons.
Or fight academies.
So why is it that gyms are still closed? And you know, California is the only state that indoor dining is closed. It's the only state.
But we could dine outside as long as we're in a tent,
so kind of indoor. As we're, As long as we're inside, outside, then we can dine.
Yeah, inside, outside. Yeah,
so you have to be inside the tent, outside of the restaurant, then you're okay.
Yeah.
But inside the restaurant with the doors all open, like Zazzle has, it's a completely open air restaurant. Yes. But yet we have to be outside in the tent, which is more enclosed than their actual restaurant, because technically that's not outside. Even though there's so much ventilation, they have all glass wall, you know, they have the pocket doors.
Yes.
So it makes no sense.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is we're taught as humans, not as humans, as people, as Americans, as whatever you want to call it, just follow the rules and don't question things. Nah, you better question everything. Don't be believing everything these people, these so-called leaders, tell you to do or take. You better do your own homework for yourself. Think for yourself.
No, that's you should always question things.
I always question things. People don't, though. People fall in line and, okay. No, not okay. Question it. Don't be believing people or doctors or government. You got to question things.
Yeah, for sure. Your medical, your medical health. Like if you go to the doctor and they just like say, okay, I want you to do all these tests and I want you to take all these prescriptions and then you just do it. You just do it? No, you got to look it up. You got to question it. Why am I taking this? Yeah. Why am I taking that? What is the reason for this? What is the reason for that? Because a lot of times, like, they'll have you take a test and then you'll say, okay, so based on the outcome of this test, like say it's an X-ray or whatever, will it change the course of my treatment? A lot of times the answer is no. Okay, then I don't want to take the test.
Exactly.
It's $1,000 that I got to pay out of pocket for that. I don't want it.
Yep.
But notice that they don't give you a price list and say like, hey, these are the options. This is like, no, I've learned you got to ask questions. Even like the vet. You know what I mean? Right away, like we had a situation with our Frenchie. Right away, like they just give me a laundry list of expenses and these are all the things you want to do. And I'm like, hold on. Okay, let's back up. You know, and then I kind of like dissected everything they were telling. And then I said, no, this is what I want you guys to do. Remember, you're the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You're the customer. You don't have to do everything they tell you to do.
You got the bag.
You tell them, this is what I want to do based on my knowledge, based on past history, based on what I feel comfortable with. And that's what we did with Rocky. And the bill went from $2,300 to $700. Like, and he was fine. He got great care. He was under their care for 6 hours. He got everything he needed. And it was $1,500 less.
Yep.
Because I asked some questions.
That's it. Just don't always go along with it.
No, you have to do your own research and ask questions and, you know what I mean? Go with your gut too. You know, just in general. Like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I'm not a sheep. Some instincts. I've never been a sheep. Never.
Never, me neither. I question everything. I don't go along with what people say or what's the cool thing to do or the latest trend or the latest challenge or blah, blah, blah.
Nope. I mean, yeah, like that's why, you know, we've talked about it before, but that's why I decided the level of adherence to the COVID protocols and whatever that I was comfortable with for my family. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has the choice and what they're comfortable with for their family.
Yep.
Based on what's going on in their household and who's ill or elderly or maybe struggling with mental illness or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's all I got to say about that. So I'm not overly over the moon about traveling again while COVID. We are going to Miami, but we're told Florida's wide open. But I almost like I'm nervous. Like, are they really wide open?
Yeah, what does it mean?
What does wide open mean?
Yeah, I know we're going to wear our mask there, but is there going to be mask enforcers everywhere? Just
because, like, in Scottsdale, we were walking outside, minding our own business.
Art gallery thing.
And there was a gallery, there was an art gallery near.
Along some like river walk thing.
Yeah, but we weren't going to the art gallery. But the security guard literally like followed us and was like, hey, excuse me. If you come into this gallery, you need to put your mask on. Like, what are you doing? Like, we're not going to your damn gallery. Like,
I'm outside anyways. I'm like, putting nothing here. On. Yeah, like, I came to California to get away from that.
6 feet.
Over here? You stay, get out of
here.
Like,
I'm nowhere near anybody. I need some fresh air. Like, I don't want to wear my damn mask right now. I'm not inside. I'm outside and I'm nowhere near anybody.
No, I'm going to breathe the fresh air. That's it.
Yeah.
Period. Everybody has their own this, that. Listen, you do what you is best for you. Me telling me how to do what's best for me. I'm good.
Oh my gosh, I swear.
I'm A-OK, yeah.
people. It's frustrating.
It is.
And now it's a year into this whole thing. And yeah. It's just, yeah. The whole thing is just frustrating.
People are going to blow, man. It's going to get ugly.
People, well, what's getting ugly is we keep hearing about people getting divorced.
Big time.
Big time. COVID divorces.
COVID. I've had, how many did I have? I told you two people I think I know personally.
Yeah, I've heard a few too. Now, we were talking about this earlier and talking about COVID divorce. I say that lightly. In my opinion, if COVID is going to cause you to divorce, I think it's just bringing, maybe just accelerating an issue.
Yep.
It's already there.
Yep.
Because spending more time with your loved ones necessarily shouldn't be causing you to drive you to divorce.
I know. It is, though. Crazy.
Yeah, I know. Like, I feel like.
And then the other day when I heard Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, I remember you called it a while back. And I was like, no, you think so? You're like, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like I could kind of tell in her. I think that she was struggling to end it because of his mental illness. She didn't want to do it during a time where he was in a downward spiral for like his mental health. But I can just, they grew apart. They grew apart. I don't think anything, everything that I've read in the media and stuff, I don't think that anything, there was like anything major, just like his moral compass and their religious beliefs, their political beliefs just changed. They
it's crazy that could break up a marriage, but it does.
Oh yeah. I could see how that could cause a lot of tension if suddenly you're on a totally different page with so many things in terms of business, morals, politics. I mean, that's all religion. That's all super important. Those are important points that you should be compatible on. It just makes listen, you don't have to be identical to your spouse, but the more things that you are compatible on, the easier life is going to be.
Yep.
Right? So like you always say, like cleanliness, we're on the same level in terms of our cleanliness.
Yeah, we don't leave dirty. We're not slobs. There's no reason to
clean up after ourselves. But if one of us was a slob, we would argue a lot more. So it's like a domino effect.
Yeah. Yeah, you get tired. One of us get tired of picking up after the other. Just it always being dirty, just leaving messes. Some people just leave messes around. Like it doesn't. It's real easy to clean up after yourself.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if
we weren't compatible, if one of us won, we would be fighting for sure.
You fight more. And then when you fight more, you're just more. You're just in a bad space with each other more often. And it seems like something little, but it's stuff like that that kind of like picks away. You know what I mean? If you're arguing every day because someone leaves, you know, their socks and shoes and dirty clothes on the floor, that's just a negative space you get into with your spouse every single day. That's going to like chip away.
It does.
Even though that seems like
over time, you just get tired of
it. And it's like you said, like maybe you're out with your boys and you're like, God, my bitch of a wife or something. She won't stop nagging. You know, it's that's the kind of thing that leads
because we've heard it.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard it. I've heard it.
Of course.
You heard it on a TV show where someone was mic'd up and slipped.
Oh, that was Real Housewives of New Jersey a long time ago.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Joe and Teresa, like the cameras caught him talking on the phone to his mistress and he said, my bitch C word of a wife or something like that. He called her the C word and everything. What are you doing? Oh, that's actually something we could let the listeners know. You got some new ink over there. You're over there scratching away at it.
I'm just picking away at the ink. It's coming off.
You want to share what you got? Don't do that. Don't pick away.
No, I'm not picking it. It does it like this. You just rub it.
Okay.
It's peeling off. Okay. See?
But why don't you share with what you...
I got a new neck tattoo of my mother. I don't know how old she was in that picture. I'm guessing her teenage years, young adulthood.
You look just like her in that picture. Like you guys have the same eyes. Exactly. Yeah.
People
but not on the front of your neck. It's kind of like towards the back. Yeah. That was the agreement. I just wanted to make sure it was not like front and center. But other than that, I didn't care.
That's because she said that. I'm going to go do it now.
Whatever. You are not.
Oh, you don't think I would?
Why would you do that?
Get a tattoo?
Just because you would do that?
No.
Because I said.
But you know it is. I'm a rebellious person.
But whatever. You asked me, though.
I know.
You asked me. It wasn't an unsolicited opinion. You came to me and asked me if I would mind if you got... I mean, you have no more ink. If you want to get your mom tattooed on you, it has to be your neck, your head, or your face because
I know.
You're tattooed from your collarbones to your ankles.
Very true. No more space left.
Yeah. So,
what are the points we're going to talk about?
I don't know why.
No, I'm just curious. Was there anything else we had to say?
You were in Benadryls. Did you take a Benadryl?
Earlier. Oh, a little tired. My allergies are just kicking my butt.
I have...
Sucks.
I have a new body boot camp starting. It doesn't start till March 1st, but I'm finishing up like all the macros this weekend. I'm exhausted because I've been working on it for a few days. My BBC6, my last one, is winding down. This is the final week. But so that's always exciting to have a new group getting started, working on their goals. And I'm going through like a lot of the intake forms and for the repeat clients that were in BBC6 and are going into BBC7. And I have to say, one common theme when someone is struggling to stay on track is stress. And I think this is important to talk about because I think for whatever reason, the minute something gets stressful, life gets stressful, the first thing people let go of is their healthy lifestyle and working out.
Which you should turn it up even more.
It should be,
or no, or don't even stop at all.
That should be swapped. Yeah. That stress shouldn't stop you from doing that. That's a
counterbalance to stress.
That is something that you have to work on. That is very, very important. I think it is honestly one of the main key factors in being able to maintain the healthy lifestyle long-term. If you learn that no matter what, your healthy lifestyle is a non-negotiable. Yep. Like you have to understand that when you're stressed, a workout is not going to make you more stressed. Eating clean is not going to make you more stressed. But eating crappy food and skipping the workout 100% will make you more stressed. It's going to raise cortisol levels. It's going to raise insulin. You're going to feel more tired, more grouchy. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm wondering why people do that, why it goes to that. It's like a fail-safe mechanism. Why do people always do that?
The first thing that...
Yes,
listen,
why?
I work with clients. I have that. Clients. I have people I've worked with.
Always
the first thing, it's the first thing they do when their day gets stressful is cancel their workout.
No.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to work out. I'm so stressed at work. Then you need to work out.
They put that in their head. That's why.
Yes.
You're going to go crazy if you don't. Yeah, you need to release
that switch.
Release that. Get it. Let it go.
Listen, I'm not saying that I have not been guilty of doing that in the past, but one thing I have to say over the past years is that's one thing I have not allowed myself to get into that mindset. Whether I'm stressed or not, my workouts are an appointment and I get them done. Period. Maybe they're not always the best. Maybe it's not always as good and as on point. It doesn't matter. I still get it done. Yeah, obviously I've missed workouts. I'm not saying I'm not missed workouts, but I don't make it a habit to automatically skip a workout because my day gets stressful or whatever. I figure out a way to make up for it. Even if I have to move things around and skip a day, but put it in another day or turn it up, make up for it on another day. I really make it a priority to do that. And I really think that if you want to make your healthy lifestyle permanent, you need to learn how to do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. You will always have stress. Life will always be stressful. There will always be periods of time in your life that are extremely stressful. Days, weeks, months at a time. You are dealing with whatever it is. A health issue in the family.
Yep.
Stress with your kids. Stress in your marriage. Your job. Whatever it may be.
Dogs get sick.
Injured. There is always going to be something. So if you don't learn how to not give up your workout or your healthy lifestyle the minute things get stressful, you're going to struggle staying consistent.
Very true. Very, very true. People always do that. It's like a fight or flight kind of mechanism.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting, they flight. It's like you do the opposite. Like, no, you fight. Flight.
Yeah, it's just I think that because right away they want comfort and
that's what it is, comfort.
And
the minute they think comfort, they think heavy food, sweats.
And it sounds good in the moment, but I promise you, if you push through, eating clean and working out is something you'll never regret. You'll never say, oh my God, I'm so pissed at myself that I did my workout.
A good one at that. I got a great one.
I'm so mad I did that workout. No, you're going to be like, okay, Yes, yeah. I feel so much better now. Oh my God. I release some stress. I'm ready to tackle this day. I'm ready to, you know, whatever it may be. Listen, it doesn't, maybe you need to shrink your workout. Maybe instead of doing 45 minutes of cardio, you're going to do a 15-minute HIIT session or whatever. You can modify, but don't skip. Because you skip your workout, then you're going to eat bad, and it's just, it's a domino effect.
Nope.
You know, and I also, I think it's important for you to think about your yourself and your healthy lifestyle as a project. Like, you're working on a project, like the most important project you've ever worked on. If you don't put effort into that project, and if you have a project, just let's say not yourself, like let's just talk about like a tangible project, like you're building a home. If you decide you buy a plot of land, so that's like buying your program, right?
Yep.
You're going to build a home. But you put up, you lay the foundation, and then life gets stressful, so you just kind of leave it. And you don't do anything with it.
You bought the land, you put the foundation, that's about it.
Yeah, guess what? You're never going to be able to live in the home. It's going to stay just like that. It's going to be like crap, okay? You got to put in effort to get it done. You got to do the meetings, you got to schedule the appointments, get the permits, you got to get it done. And then you're gonna put in the work, and it's gonna be stressful, and it's gonna be hard at times, and it's an extra project on your plate that when you have all kinds of other stuff going on in your life, but you are never gonna regret getting it done. You're gonna be so happy when it's done. It's like a very
yep.
special, important project. But now on the flip side, now you've got this big, beautiful home. Guess what happens if you don't keep that home up? Even if it is a big, beautiful mansion, if you did nothing to it and you just stopped all of your, you're like, okay, project's done. I'm not doing anything else with this house. I'm just going to live in it. Guess what would happen? The house would just become dilapidated over time. No matter how beautiful it was, it would fall apart. Same happens with your body.
Crazy.
Right? So yep. you may put in all kinds of work, get yourself to where you want to be. This is if you're good. Like if you're treating it like a very special project, like it should be. But then when you get to where you want to be, if you stop, you're going to fall apart.
Yep.
Just as quickly, if not more quickly, than it took to put you back together to begin with. It is a never-ending project. It has to be considered something that you're going to do forever.
It's like people who go to church religious on Sundays. They never skip a beat. It's kind of like the, me and my workout every day. It's church for me.
Yes,
it's for
church.
My mental health.
It's your church. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I battle those demons. So when I go hit bags, I could be in a crappy mood. When I go blast those bags, I feel way better. That works for me.
Yeah, so I mean, you got to think about it. I release it. Like
I let it go.
Stop slacking on the most important project.
The most important. Not money. Not your...
Not your job, yourself, because listen, not even your kids or anything, because if you can't take care of yourself, what message is that sending to your kids?
Exactly.
You have to take care of yourself first in order for you to be a good person for your spouse, a good parent to your kids, a good owner to your pets.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to take care of yourself first. That's very, very important. So you have to really put some value into that. I feel like people just let it go. The first time something doesn't go right, they let it go. Like if, you know, newsflash, if you didn't lose weight, maybe you didn't lose as much weight as you wanted to over the past month, you step on the scale and you're not happy with what you see, stopping or then flying off the handle and eating bad and drinking and skipping
like
your workouts,
and just
that's not going to make it better.
You know what's funny? That's hilarious.
Don't turn it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna interject there. Why do people do that though? Why do they rebel against themselves? You don't do damage to nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
Honestly, when we binge eat, binge drink, you ain't hurting the next person. You're hurting yourself.
Because it's a mental state.
I know.
Instead of digging deeper, they freaking throw away the shovel.
And if they only knew the fucking power they possess when they dig deep. Like, I tell people, like, dude, tap into your inner self.
I truly try to feel like I'm not progressing like I want to, I tell myself, what can I do more? What can I change? What can I switch up to take it to the next level? Instead, the last thing you want to do is, oh, I'm not progressing, so I'm just going to stop working altogether. Like, that makes no sense. That's like saying, oh my gosh, my savings account's not growing. I really want it to grow. I'm pissed that it's not growing. So you know what? I'm just going to stop saving. It just makes no sense. Make sense with your decisions. Like, think about it. Question yourself.
It's funny you say it because there's times where when I first trained Muay Thai where I progressed really good. Then I kind of hit a little wall where I got stale. And then I progressed a little more. Then I was just stuck for a long time. I was like, damn, I'm not progressing. I'm kind of stuck. I don't know what to do to advance. And then I said, all right, just don't give up. Find a better academy, which I end up doing. And man, boy, have I upped my levels over the years.
You know, a lot of times
I put in the reps and the work, you know?
For me, it's usually a self-reflection. It's usually nobody to blame but myself. If I'm not progressing, and I know, I'll really look at what I've been doing and be like, you know what? Yeah, like I haven't been putting in the effort in my workouts. They've been slacking a little bit, or I've been eating too much on cheat day. Like I have to look myself in the mirror. It's always blame yourself first. People also want to blame everything else but themselves.
Everything else. Including the kitchen sink, the dog.
My hormones, my this, yes. My that. Yes. Like no.
Always.
Okay.
Again, fight or flight.
At the end of the day, look in the fucking mirror because 9.9 times out of 10, it's you. You're not doing what you need to do. You're slacking somewhere. Be honest with yourself. Figure it out and fix it. Okay? I've had to do the same thing. Like, even recently, and you know, it's okay to want to turn it up or switch things up. Like, I just felt like I want to get further. I want to get better. I don't feel like I'm where I want to be. Because I'm always striving to get more. So like I really took hard look of what I was doing and thought, you know what? What can I do? I'm following my BBC protocol. I track my macros. Where am I slacking? Where are my weak points? I identified those weak points and I fixed them. Two things. Number one, my cheat days were getting a little out of control.
Too many calories to that little frame calories. Of yours. So what you're trying to go toe-to-toe with me.
What I started to do is I tracked in reverse. I thought of like my previous four cheat meal days. It was through the holidays, so you know, I kept myself a little slack. I tabulated the calories. And I go, oh yeah, way too many calories on the cheat days. So that was number one.
Yeah.
And number two, I was not giving it my 100% in the gym. I wasn't dying. I was going through the motions a little bit. I wasn't having ugly workouts. Do you know what I mean? Like where where I feel like my Botox is wearing off quicker because I'm straining so hard to get through the workout. I wasn't having those. So I knew that I had some room to improve there.
Love
so
this.
I rectified those two things. For BBC 6, I practice what I preach. I'm in BBC 6. I decided that I wanted to also reverse diet because I'd been in a deficit for some time. I wanted to reverse diet out of into higher calories. I also wanted to strategically put on more muscle. I want more muscle on my body. I want that increased BMR from having more muscle because it just makes keeping weight off easier. It makes it easier to enjoy yourself more or whatever. So that's what I did. 7 weeks. 7 weeks now it's been. And for me, what I really did is I took a long, hard look at myself over the last 8 years. And I thought the times in my life where I loved my body the most, where I had a personal trainer. Even coaches need coaches. You know what I mean?
Just, I'm your coach's coach.
And
that's true.
I need the push. I know what to do, but I need someone to go, no, yes, three more reps. Like, do it. Like, I need that. I want my form checked at all times. I'm busy, so I want someone else to figure out exactly what workouts I should do that day. I want someone else to rack my weights.
Doing the thinking for you.
Yeah.
You
and
just
so
do the work. Yeah,
it's perfect because Alyssa actually, first of all, she's a natural born coach. She has been coaching for years, athletes, acrobatic athletes, and she was an athlete herself.
Yep.
So she's really good at it, but she got her NASM personal trainer certification. So I thought, what better way to have her start working than to train me.
And she's training me too. And I'm a former master trainer.
Yeah.
24 hours.
I have to say.
She's good.
No disrespect to my previous trainers because they were good. Everyone had their own place in my journey. But so far, she's my favorite. I'm not even kidding. And I have to, and I made a promise. She made a promise to me. I made a promise to her. Like, we're not going to be mother-daughter in the gym.
Nope.
I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to do that. Give me another exercise. I'm not going to like pull weight. She's going to treat me like a real client. And we have been, and it's been working really good.
It has to be that way.
And honestly, the first time ever, I don't dread my workouts. They're quick. They're very efficient. And I am pushing myself harder than ever. To the point,
get it done.
40 minutes. 40 minutes in and out. So all you need,
40, 45, yeah.
They're ugly workouts. Okay, she does laugh at me, though, because I'm struggling through some of them. But
you smile when you make an ugly face?
No, I make horrible sounds. Oh, I'm like, ah, I don't know. It's horrible. It's horrible. She laughs. That's okay. Sometimes we both laugh hysterically because it's awful. But it's honestly, my body has changed dramatically in the past 7 weeks. My weight hasn't changed much, but literally I have like a pair of shorts that were snug on me prior to the 7 weeks. Even though my weight stayed the same, the shorts, I can no longer wear them. They're literally falling off. They would fall to my ankles if I let them go. So it just goes to show you another thing is the scale. Who cares about the scale? I really have never put a whole lot of weight into the scale. I'm just trying to change my body composition. I want to feel tighter. I want to feel leaner.
All that matters. The scale won't mean nothing.
I want to feel stronger. I want to feel hard. When you touch my arms, I want it to feel hard. I don't want it to feel squishy. So that's my goal. And you know, I've been doing it. It's working for me. She's really good though. She's really good. She's starting to.
I'm sore, man. And my biceps are sore. I'm sore every time I worked out.
And she trains me completely different than she trains you. She really is good about gauging her clients. You know, in determining what's best for them. She's got a knack for it, for sure. It's like she's a natural.
She is a natural. She's got it. She's got the gift.
Yeah, I'm excited. She's actually going to be, I'm going to be offering some services to my clients as well. She's putting together programs if anyone wants a customized program. Because there's a difference between what I offer. You know, my program, my body boot camp is more nutrition-based and how to stay on a healthy lifestyle and all of that. But if you get to a point where you're kind of close to your weight loss goals and you want to put on muscle and you want to be more strategic with timing, with supplements, with your workout, it's kind of like, I like to say those are like level two clients. That's when you want to be more strategic with your workout. That's where I am. You know, I'm a level two.
Yeah.
I would put myself in, I'm a level two. I could be a level three.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be, like if I was going to compete or something like that.
That's the whole other animal.
That's like when you're at you're kind of like you're already lean, you're already kind of at your weight loss goals. You don't have a lot of fat to lose necessarily, but you really have some specific goals. Like I want, like if you want your waist smaller, or you want abs, or you have really specific fat percentage goal, or whatever.
Shoulder it may caps be. To pop out.
Yeah, like me, I have a specific goal. I want my bicep vein to come out because when my bicep vein is showing, then I know I'm at a certain level of fat, like in leanness, and that's what I want. So, you know, everyone kind of has different goals for themselves. But so for those people who are kind of like looking to turn it up a notch, she's going to be kind of like plugging into my program and loading in customized workout programs into my app for those people who choose that service. So that's kind of cool. That's coming. She's already got a few clients. So she's got to kind of figure out her schedule and stuff because she's competing soon, so she's pretty busy with that as well.
She's gonna kill it. Can't wait to see her step on that stage.
I know, I'm excited. She has like completely transformed her body, honestly. It looks crazy. She did a photo shoot today and it looks crazy. I can't wait to see the pics, but I saw a couple of previews and
yeah,
pretty awesome,
pretty impressive stuff.
Yep. So what else is going on? Oh, you got your You're in the process of setting your Muay Thai gym up in the garage. We're going to have two gyms in this household.
Well, I got the bag going to be hung up in the garage. I can't wait. My Acorn bag by Grodex.
Yeah, so you have a bag. And there's some other pieces of equipment you want to put in there. We have the TV in there, music. We have our gym is in the backyard, which is a detached building in the backyard, which is really nice and pretty well equipped. But now we're spilling into the garage. We're a house full of fitness people in this house because it's son works out, and he works out with his boys, and Alyssa and her boyfriend work out. You and I work out. It's crazy.
I mean, we adapted over camera. Look, we had this home gym because, look, the gym still ain't open.
No, they're not open.
But my academy's open, so I've been getting
it worked out. Gyms have been closed for a year. They opened up for a very short period of time midway through.
Yeah.
They've been basically closed for a year. A lot of gyms are not going to come back.
Yeah, all because of their their mismanagement or mishandling of this thing. Just not knowing. They're kind of like just going on a whim and guessing. And these so-called experts, they don't even know. This COVID thing hasn't been around that long for them to know. So why would you punish gyms? Just because you're
assuming? Limit capacity, put the protocols in place, but let them be open.
Keep people 6 feet apart. That's it. I avoided people anyways in the damn gym. I never got close to people regardless. I I'm still like that. I always like my little space.
I'm naturally 6 feet apart from people. I'm naturally social distance. It's my personality.
Yeah. I'm more of a people person, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. You are a social butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I turn around, you're meeting new people and new friends, and it's crazy.
It's just natural.
That's one place where we're so different. It doesn't bother me because then I kind of like, I'm cool like being just like in the shadows while you're chopping it up with strangers. It takes me a little bit to like, and a few drinks come out of my...
Not me. So I'm a natural at it.
Oh my gosh. I know. We were at a place in Scottsdale. I don't know. The hash place or something like that. And I turn around and you're practically sitting at the table with these strangers.
Oh, I made some friends from New York. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, how does this happen? I would never... That would never happen to me.
I don't know what it is. It's my aura. It's my energy. People vibe off me, I guess, too.
I guess. You're super... That's what's perfect for you when you are a trainer is that you're social.
Mm-hmm.
Because people need to feel comfortable.
Yes. Because they're going to open up to you. Believe me, I've heard probably almost everything you could hear as a trainer all these years. I have thousands of hours logged training clients. I think over 5,000 to be a master trainer, I believe, with 24 hour I have logged. So and that's not even including my personals, my privates. So I have a lot of hours, but I just get along with people. Sometimes I have a switch too.
You have a switch for sure.
You know, sometimes people try to press me and I don't like to be pressed.
You have a switch, like the religious people that were like literally like harassing us at the Santana Road.
Yeah, I told them, I was like, just keep your distance, preach what you want,
but
don't
harassing.
Come. Don't come no, within 6 feet. They're harassing the women more behind me. I told you, don't get too close to me. I'm telling you right now.
They were following, saying we were gonna burn in eternal hell.
Good.
Seriously.
I'm cool.
That mask can't save you. You're gonna burn in eternal hell. I was like, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah, kid. If you don't get within 6 feet away from me, I'm gonna knock you the F out.
I was so afraid. I was like, oh God, I could tell. I saw that look in your eye.
Get within 6 feet of me. I said, you're getting close. Don't invade my space. I'll let one go. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't play that. I don't disrespect people. Don't come within my space, man. I'm not the one you want to try. I'm a martial artist for a reason.
Yeah, I can't even believe that he would. But you know what? Because he harassed us on the way in.
Preach your stuff, but don't get too close to me. Don't be coming in my space, man, with that.
Don't scream your stuff, but go.
I don't believe
Don't follow people. Mm-hmm. Do not follow people and like scream at them.
Yeah.
That's definitely not going to help.
Because here we are. We kind of, and I've heard this, you know, Americans kind of look down on the Muslim religion because they're so sadistic, terrorist, blah, blah, blah. What's the difference between these guys that are shoving religion on our throat?
Anybody that shoving
on religion
has the right to their own beliefs.
Yeah, don't knock
where
people.
Where I draw the line is
don't shove it down my throat.
Right when
don't like
the
that.
Minute that you tell them, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Like
yes,
I'm not interested.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
That should be it.
Leave me
that's
alone.
That's it. They have some respect. That you need to respect me. Is telling you I'm not interested in what you have to say.
I don't believe in what you're talking about.
Don't follow me and then say like crazy like things, you know what I mean? Like you're gonna burn in eternal hell. I mean, that's what he said.
You don't even know there's a hell
like, you
that
don't even
exists
know who
so.
I am or what my beliefs are. I don't know.
I
have always felt like I allow everyone. I feel like everyone has the right to believe and to be who they are,
eat what they want, do what you
want, eat who they want, eat what they want,
be whoever you want to be, man. He, she, her, him, whatever you want to do, man. Whatever makes you happy.
My issue just comes to don't push your agenda on me. If it's uninvited, and the minute that somebody tells you you're invading like my space or whatever, that should be enough. One statement, and you. Okay, thank you very much, and you know whatever. You know
I don't
what
like telling people twice, man. For the third time, my temper, that beast wants to come out. You know that.
Just leave me
alone.
That guy was extreme for sure.
Just leave us alone, please.
That guy was super extreme. Just
you religious fanatics, just chill the F out, man. Exactly. He doesn't know what we believe in. I should have just messed him, but like I'm a Muslim, man. Get out of my face, for you know what I'm saying? Like I could just mess with him. I didn't though.
I don't don't even know what they were.
Who knows?
I have no idea. I didn't pay any attention, but I just thought it was, I just thought it was like, wow, is that godly of you to be saying horrible things to people you don't even know after they've already told you they're not interested in what you have to say? Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Like that doesn't, that's not a very like nice, a nice person wouldn't do those kind of things. I don't know. Anyways, so that was, it was just irritating.
It was.
It was. It was so irritating. But I guess that's it for us. We're back. We're back on schedule, at least for now. We are going to be traveling in a couple of weeks, so might miss another episode or so. But other than that...
if anybody's from Texas listening, man, stay strong. Keep your heads up.
Oh, yes.
This should be hopefully passed. You know, we, every state, we all go through our problems and just got to persevere.
I know.
So stay strong, you guys, if anybody's from Texas listening. Stay strong
in Texas. Hopefully it warms up over there for you guys. Thank you so much. We will see you on the next one.
All right, folks.
Thank you for listening to Candidly with Coffee. Be sure to subscribe for more candid advice from your host, Janine Escobar. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.